Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday and it is October the 7th. And it is a different sort of a show today, I know. And gone at the top and bottom of the hour are some of the usual musical selections. And I've replaced them. The top of the hour, what you just heard, is called the Shema. And it is the central tenet of Judaism. It is the most important prayer, most important statement within the Jewish faith. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Defines everything that Judaism is about. And I will tell you that many of the folks who were slaughtered on October the 7th, that would have been the last thing that they said. Even secular Jews know the Shema. Even the Jews who were at that Nova musical concert, who were fundamentally young and left-wing, knew the Shema. And that would have been, in most cases, the final thing that they ever said. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. It is the very basic prayer. I will tell you that it is shared, right? There are only two prayers that are specifically commanded in the Torah. The Shema is the one. The Shema is the most important one. The Shema, for those who are Christian, would have been recited by Jesus of Nazareth twice a day. It is the cornerstone of Judaism. As there were people who were being marched into the gas chambers during the Shoah, during the Holocaust, in unison, they were chanting, they were singing, they were saying the Shema. And so that's why I have chosen at the top of each hour today to utilize that. It may not be as cool as Enter Sandman, but it's pretty important. And for me, anyway, it's helping to define not only today, but every day since October the 7th, 2023. You know how you sometimes have an event in your life? You say, boy, that's life-changing. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. October the 7th, 2023 was, in every sense of the word, life-changing for me. It has changed my perspective on everything. Everything. And things that once seemed important no longer seem all that important. And I'm not alone in this. Not by a long shot. There are people across the world, primarily Jews, but not just Jews, who saw, who experienced October the 7th, 2023, and said something is different. One of these things is not like the other, right? One of these things just doesn't belong. Didn't we all learn that on Sesame? Something is different. For me, I tell you in full disclosure, October the 7th, 2023, changed my view of a lot of things. It was life-changing. I will share with you a couple of texts that have come in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 1140. They're very, very, very beautiful texts that have come in. And you need to hear some of these. You really do. 804 starts by saying, Jeff, I'm not a Jew. I am a constitutional conservative. I abhor the mistreatment of any religious group. What is happening to the Jews is unconscionable, both here and abroad. We need divine intervention, whatever you perceive that to be, and we need it soon. B in Henrico. Well, B, I would agree with you. I agree with you. Hey, Jeff, I'm with you. I'm pissed that the American government hasn't sent special forces in to free the hostages. Americans were killed, and they're still hostages, and our government hasn't made any moves to get them out. We have the technology and the fighters. We just don't have the leadership to make it happen. Yep. Absolutely correct. 804, Jeff, I am an independent Baptist, but I'm with you. My Bible, King James Version, says, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Genesis 12:3. God bless you, my radio friend. I, too, have a challenged child. Mine is with Down syndrome. Well, thank you. I think there's special people that have special kids. I do believe that. Although, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have a conversation. There are a few things I need to know about when that time comes. Seriously, I'm going to ask God about a couple of different things. I am going to ask why Julia is as Julia is. I think I have some sense, but I don't know. No, I want some answers, absolutely. I'll tell you what else I got questions about. I got questions about flies and mosquitoes. I don't get that. We could have done without them, I think. Wow. Jeff, it is sad beyond understanding to see the nation of Israel and the Jewish people subjected to the hatred and violence without end. Why anyone can endorse the perpetrators of such evil is beyond me. May God protect the Jewish people. That's Michael in 757. Thank you. 804 says, Jeff, I went and voted early today in honor of all of those we lost. We need a leader that's going to respect Israel and support them as the ally that they are. That would be nice. Well, we don't have that right now. Jeff, it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are when it comes to the atrocities and violence committed against innocent citizens in Israel. Evil is evil and must be condemned by all of us in no uncertain terms. We must never forget. About an hour ago, 804 says, Jeff, Kamala Harris speaking right now about October the 7th. She sounds like a junior high school student reading a speech. You know, I'm trying to figure out what the deal is with Kamala Harris, because I think there are only a couple of options, right? Kamala Harris could be stupid, but I don't think she is. I don't think she's stupid at all. People say, oh, she's really an idiot. I don't think so. So let's take that one off the table. Here's the other parts of it. She's drunk or she's high. Hey, I think those options are still in play. 804. Jeff, it's sad that the lame brain anti-Semite students stupidly recycle the final solution. They're stupid. They're not even creative. No, yeah. I guess. 804, Jeff, Hamas wrote a check that their asses cannot cash and Israel is going to make them pay. Hey, Jeff, Jan and Ashlyn, no, you're not bumbling. You're as professional as always. Right now, on the side, I feel your loose ends this day has been very hard for all of us. So much death, lies, deceit, and raw pain is a lot for anyone to deal with. Keep the faith, my friend. God has Israel in his hands. Yes, oh, I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe that. 757 says, Jeff, we feel your pain, sorrow, outrage, and more as you remind us of the sad anniversary of the atrocities committed against the people of Israel. We share your grief. We pray for you, Israel, and the Jewish people. Thank you. Tim and Henrico, Jeff, thank you for sharing your faith. Thank you for the music. It is quite beautiful. Jeff, what a beautiful tribute to your Jewish family. For some of us, we can read between the lines and realize that you are feeling the collective pain and suffering that the Jewish people have had to endure throughout their history on earth. We pray every day for Israel, for the protection of the people, for a peace that has been so elusive, yet is promised. No apology needed for standing up for your faith and your family. We love you, Jeff. Our hearts are with you, especially today. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, thank you. Jeff, the musical selection this afternoon is moving me to tears. It's absolutely beautiful. Wow. All right. Good afternoon, Jeff. I have some issues with our Lord. I believe he's going to forgive you for taking care of your daughter rather than attending a service for those who have passed. Sort of a celebration of life. Family is everything. Dave in Surrey County. Thank you, Dave. Matthew in Richmond. Jeff, what do these prayers translate to in English? Well, I've given you the translation of the Shema. That's the easy one. There are other ones. Like at the bottom of the hour, we're going to share something that's called Mourner's Kaddish. It's recited when somebody has died. And it's actually not Hebrew. It's Aramaic. And the interesting thing about that prayer is that even though you say it when someone has died, it's not about death. It's about life. And that is what I believe to my core has kept the Jewish people as a viable population. Now, we make jokes all the time. Jewish holidays are the same, right? Yep. We were minding our business. Somebody tried to kill us. God came and saved us. Let's eat. All right. That kind of, I'm telling you, that fundamentally sums it all up, right? But the Jewish people have focused on living, and the Jewish people have focused on moving forward. It is why our obligation in our faith is so strong towards the living. And I am hoping that coming out of this, we somehow will be doing that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 523, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, October the 7th. It's an interesting sort of a day because you will remember that the Jewish calendar is lunar. So today is October the 7th for us, right? I mean, it is what it is. But there will probably be, I would imagine, another commemoration in Israel when the date on the Jewish calendar matches last year's. Simchat Torah was the holiday being celebrated last year at this time. And it's such a bizarre thing when you think about these attacks, and you have to understand the absolute hatred for Jews in particular. The people that were attacked on October the 7th by Hamas were left-wing Jews for the most part, young Jews for the most part, at this peace concert. The Jews attending that concert were trying to send a message that they could live side by side in peace with the people of Gaza. That's why they held the concert so close to Gaza. You see how they were repaid. Now, there was more. Then the Hamas terrorists, speaking some Hebrew, heavily accented, went door to door to door in the neighborhoods, knocking on the door saying, Chag Sameach. That's Hebrew for happy holiday. You can use that for any holiday, really, in that's Jewish. Chag Sameach, happy holiday. Well, they attacked a community that was so secular Jews. They didn't even know it was a holiday. So please don't buy into this. Oh, we're all going to make peace. We're going to live side by side. I'm sorry. I just don't see that working. And those who are standing with the progressives, the leftists, especially those on college campuses, you are standing with Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran. I hope you're very, very happy where you're standing. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., my friend John Reed will be here. Please make sure you're here for him. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I know it's been a very different day today. We're not using our regular music, and the opens at the top and the bottom are very different. That is the Mourner's Kaddish, and those of us who are Jewish have had to recite this through the years. You recite it for someone who has died. Today we're observing the deaths of 1,200-plus innocent people, slaughters in Israel, October the 7th. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, some of these other folks seem to be blissfully unaware. I mean, I'm just taken aback today And I'm trying to remain as positive as possible. And I'm looking at what the IDF is able to do as they're trying to bring peace to a region that, peace has always been quested after.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the people of Israel, right? The Jewish people have asked for nothing else. The Israeli people have asked for nothing else except to live in peace with their neighbors, and it hasn't happened. Captain Elkanah Cohen, Kuno, author of a book called October the 7th, The War Against Hamas Through the Eyes of an Israeli Commando Officer, is with us. Captain, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to participate in your program.
Well, the honor is ours. Kuno, tell me, for folks who are paying attention today, because it's a year since these brutal attacks on our calendar, October the 7th, I mean, tell me what you were doing and how you were with the IDF prosecuting this war.
Yeah, thank you for asking. On October 7th, it was a holiday for me, for all the Jewish people, and I'm on reserve. I'm not on active duty. And during that time, I was in my in-laws. I slept, and in 5:30 in the morning, my wife waked me up. She were terrified. It was an hour before everything actually started. And she told me that she had a nightmare. And in her nightmare, hundreds of terrorists were chasing us, and I couldn't use my gun in order to defend herself. Mm. I hugged her. I told her, Shiran, don't worry. Everything will be fine. But then an hour later, I was waking up by the siren and the Iron Dome system that was activated because of the missile that was shouted out from Gaza.
Tell me what you've seen, because, you know, we in the United States, Kuno, have seen, we've seen certain images, but we haven't seen all the images. These Hamas terrorists had GoPro cameras. They wanted very much to film the horrible things they were doing, right?
Yeah, they was proud. They was proud on their action, and they were bragging on that, and they did Facebook Live, YouTube Live, for everything you've done. And it's so weird to me to hear that still right now, while we're talking, there are people that supporting them after what they did. And some of them, I said that this didn't even happen. You know, it's so weird, because if you go to Hamas website, you'll see that. So I don't understand how people can protest for them and protest against the IDF and the state of Israel while we're doing as much as we have to do in order to bring back our brother and sister, that while we're talking, there are still 101 hostages in captivity for over a year. It's not believable that I'm saying that number. 100 people for over a year that's still in captivity by the hand of Hamas.
I want to remind everybody that Captain Elkanah Cohen is joining us. Kuno is the, I guess, the flight name, right? As a pilot.
Yes, it is. This is how my friends call me. And you're more than welcome to call me. This is how most of my friends call me.
Thank you. Toda rabah. Kuno is what I will call you. I want you to know, and it's painful for me to share this, but we have today in the United States on college campuses, this day, we have people marching around. They're wearing keffiyehs. They're talking about the, quote, final solution. I mean, this is vicious, vicious Jew hatred. It is absolutely unadulterated, and some of them are trying to put forward this idea. Hamas didn't do anything. These are peaceful people. Hezbollah hasn't done anything. It's the Israelis that are, we're colonialists and what have you. And I'm thinking, all we did was go back to the land where our people have lived for thousands of years.
Yeah, you're right. I want to let your listeners to know, I'm newlywed and expecting father. The last thing that I want to do is to participate in war. That day, and I understood that I had no other opportunity, because they decide to slaughter 1,200 people and kidnapped 253 people. We have no other option. We have to fight for our freedom and to make sure that we are able to live in our country. People asking for peace, well, believe me, I ask him for peace more than they wanted. I want to be able to live a boring life with my future baby, to be able to run my business, because that day I shut down my business and did everything in my part to make sure that I'm fighting and do the best as I can to my country. Yeah. But I can do peace with someone who wants to kill me and show over and over and over again his attention to wipe out the state of Israel. And not that, just the state of Israel. I fought side by side with Muslim and Christian.
Yep.
And they want to kill not only Jews and not only Israel. They want to eliminate everything regards the West, the Western values. And Israel is just a step on their way. Yeah. And right now, this is not only the war of Israel against Hamas. This is the war of every normal human being who support life instead of death.
That's right.
Who wants to live normally and peacefully.
I want everybody to know now, I'm going to tell you, Kuno, we're going to put it up on all of our social media, but you have a brand new book that's out today. It's called October the 7th, The War Against Hamas Through the Eyes of an Israeli Commando Officer. Kuno, you talk about this fight. You talk about how your desire is simply to lead a boring life. God bless you. I want you to live a boring life. I want you to go and love on your family. Are we any closer today than we were last year when you were pressed into service?
I think we will be closer when we're going to have our brother and sister back. But in terms of the world,
yeah.
I think we are getting closer by showing the world, what are we up against. Some of the people still protest, not some, lots of people protest against the IDF. But to be honest, the world is a better place without those terrorists. And as long as we are fighting them and we're not allowing them to pursue with their hatred to kill as many people as they can, and soon I'll share a story that demonstrates better than anything. But as long as we do that, the world is a better place. But let me share one story. One of the time, we got an intel of a school that was full with terror infrastructure. We knew that we have to conquer that school, but we also knew that that school was full with civilians. So as we always do, we start calling them all out, but no one left the area. So we used a drone in order to scan the school from above to understand why they're not leaving. And then we saw that there is Hamas guards inside that school that did not let those civilians to leave the area. More than that, one of the kids there, I think it was 5 years old kid, tried to run away, and one of the Hamas guard shot him in his head and killed him in front of his mom, because he knew as long as the civilians inside, we won't conquer that school. So at that point, we understood that we have to kill those guards in order to let those civilians to leave the area. Yeah. And one of the Hamas guard went on the rooftop, and he was holding nothing less than a baby. He was holding a baby while he knew exactly where we were, and he was waiting for us to take the shot. Behind them was a guy that was holding a camera and just waited to film that moment. But we didn't do that shot. And we didn't do that shot not because we were afraid from that camera guy or anyone else. We didn't do that shot because, unlike those savages that brutally murdered, raped, and killed innocent people on October 7th, and right now while we're talking, trying to kill as many people as they can and holding 101 hostages, we didn't put babies in between our fight, and we didn't take that shot. And later on, he went on the rooftop again. He was surrounded by a group of women. One of them bent a little bit, and it was enough for a sniper to take that shot and to eliminate that threat. And I'm sharing that because I want people to understand what are we dealing with. This is the people that we are dealing with. People that don't care. Not people, I call them people. Savages, yeah. That don't care about their own population. They don't care about their own civilians. They're using them as human shield. And this is not just a story. This is something that we saw with our own eyes. And I want people to understand that.
Kuno, I want to get you back. I want to talk more about this. I want people to get the book. All I can tell you today is thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. Am Yisrael Chai. I look forward to chatting with you again. I want you to be able to live a very boring life moving forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I also want to say thank you for everyone who support us. We feel that. So please keep doing that. It's mean a lot to us. And I also want to say that right now I'm on a speaking tour here in New York, in the U.S. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want people to understand what we're dealing with. And if someone wants to talk with me, I'm more than available through my social account on Instagram.
Okay.
You can talk to me through my account. It is Elkana_Kuno, ELKANA_KUNO. And I hope to answer any question that you guys have.
Absolutely. We're going to get back in touch with you, get you when we've got some more time. Toda rabah, Haver. Be safe. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Now, I know you're thinking, wait a minute. I recognize that voice. No, seriously, I recognize. Who was that? That's Bibi Netanyahu. That's Bibi Netanyahu. Bibi Netanyahu and Kuno, the captain who was just with her. These are guys. I'm going to tell you something right now. These are men. I mean, real men. Bibi Netanyahu enters a room. You're thinking, wait a minute. What are those? I hear like brass bells or something clanging. What the heck is that? That's Bibi. That is Bibi. Yeah. It's, it is what it is. Look, we've got a bizarre situation as we are looking at Americans wrapping themselves in keffiyehs, taking PLO flags. Oh, free Palestine. Okay. Free Gaza. Well, I agree with you. I do. I think you have to free Palestine, and I think you have to free Gaza, and I think you have to free Lebanon. You have to free them from Hamas and Hezbollah. You have to free them from Iran. And while we're at it, somebody better free the Iranian people. Now, Iran just did a couple more nuclear tests. Where do you think that's going? Do you think that they're standing by and saying, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they're not on our side? They are on your side, right? Didn't they send you billions of dollars? I mean, we were good, were we not? Listen. I know a lot of people are going to be heading out this evening, heading over to the JCC and saying, we're standing with the people of Israel. Okay. I want you to understand you're not just standing with the people of Israel. You are standing with the Jewish people. When you're standing with the people of Israel, you're standing with Jews and Muslims and Christians and Druze. But this is a big issue. This is about the survival of freedom in the West. It's about the survival of my family. I thank you so much for those that are going out. I thank Governor Youngkin for going over there. I wish you this evening, Am Yisrael Chai and Shalom.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.